produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I stand accused. There's a list a mile long of all my sins, of everything that I've done wrong. I'm so ashamed. There's nowhere left for me to hide. This is the day I must stand to form my life. My fate was in the judge's hands. But then he turns to me and says, begin to comprehend what kind of grace would take the place for all my sins. I stand in awe, and now that I have been set free, and the tears well up as I look at that cross, 'cause it should have been me. My fate was scarred hands. He stretched them out for me and said,
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Deborah Norwood Show. This is Deborah Norwood, your host, and today we have a very special guest, a dear friend of mine who's brought me through a lot of tough times and is a great scriptorian and friend, Charsalm Elmer. I have to tell you, I am calling to you from my beautiful studio on the Tennessee River. And the mockingbirds have been singing. There are roses blooming in the backyard. The weather is just the right kind of cool and right kind of springy. And we've got irises and flowers. And honestly and truly, looking out over my studio scene and the window that I'm looking at and the birds that are coming around and singing, it's hard to believe that life could even have any kind of trouble at all, at least from this perspective. But today's show is going to be all about that perspective. We're going to be going over the scripture in James 1, 2, and then add maybe 3. Count it all joy, even in tribulations. And my guest, Char, is someone that I met when she was on her mission in our area. And we didn't talk very much. We didn't know each other very well. We met a few times and had some very special little experiences. But it was a real tragedy that brought us really together through the magic of social media and Facebook. And that was when a very, very dear, dear friend of our family, someone who had been raised since fourth grade with us, passed away in my car when he was just in his 20s. And his death was very traumatic to me. And coincidentally, Char also experienced of her nephew who was in the military. And that's when she and I began to explore and talk together and share lessons of faith and resilience. And that's what today's lesson will be, or today's talk will be. It's about the lessons of resilience. Now, speaking of mockingbirds, I have to say that you have now heard the lilting voice of Kayla Padgett and her song, Not Guilty. Kayla is CEO of Finding My Way Channel. You can reach us at findingmywaychannel.com. We're entering, this is now the 10 years of faithful service to the world and 42 networks around the world. And Kayla sang that song when she was 15 years old, and has brought people to the love and understanding of the Savior, and that's the mission that we have today, is to have a point to understand and embrace what Jesus Christ has truly done for us and how he is the example as to how to embrace life, death, betrayal, love, fellowship, and our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ has promised us that if we take on his yoke, ours will be lighter. It is he who truly understands pain. It teaches us that we are noble spirits who could eventually become as he is, co-creators of a better way to live, not just on this planet, but guess what? For eons and centuries to come. So without further ado, Char, I want to thank you for coming on. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm delighted to have you. And, you know, Char, you know, we've talked about this before. Is life getting harder for us? How do we overcome difficulties? And I read something that you wrote, and apparently the scripture, counting all joy, is your favorite saying. Oh, my gosh. How can that be? How can joy come from tribulation and pain? Please tell us your story.
You know, it's an interesting thing. It seems like different times of my life, I'll have a scripture that just jumps out at me and resonates. And it's something that I think about over and over. And when I read this scripture in James 1, verses 2 and 3, it talked about count it all joy. And at first I just read count it all joy. And I thought, I love joy. Who doesn't love to be joyful? And I just kind of grabbed onto that. But as I finished reading the scripture, it says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, huh? And then it goes on to say, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And then I'm kind of going, wait, that's not joyful. And how can we count it all joy when we're falling into temptations and when we're trying our patience? And I just started realizing that so much of that is true, that yes, we have joy in sunsets. Yes, we have joy in the ocean, hearing the birds singing, and those are all wonderful things. But when we really look at what our life is like and the difficulties that we go through, if we can remember what's most important, which really to me is God and our Savior Jesus Christ, that we can find joy even in those hard and difficult times.
Oh, I love that, Char. You know, I know that you are a specialist, I don't know if you're a language pathologist. I apologize. I didn't quite exactly know your title. But I know that you work with special needs kids that have difficulty speaking. Could you tell us a little bit about what you do for a living and how people could get in touch with you? Because I think you, too, have seen a lot in the work that you do with regards to things that can be challenging for parents.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and it's called a speech-language pathologist. That's my title. And for 35 years now, I've been able to work with kids anywhere from ages 2 to 18. I love the young population, and I work with children who have articulation disorders, speech sound delays. Some have receptive language. Some have expressive language disorders. Stuttering. It's just a really wide gamut of kids that I've worked with. I love it. I love it because I love helping people, and serving kids just brings me joy. And
Let us know how to get in touch with you, Char. Yeah. Tell us more how to get in touch with you if anyone is interested.
You bet. So it's called, my website's called speechwithchar.com. And you can leave a message on that. I just started a private practice a little over a year ago, and I'm loving that. It's so much fun to work with parents and their children. And, wow, I just love watching miracles happen, and I see it every day.
Oh, how wonderful, how wonderful. And I love how you always claim, regardless of what you do for a living, that your most important role is that of a Christian. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how we can, overcome this sometimes as Latter-day Saints or even just as Christians in general all over the world. We focus on the trials and tribulations, and we forget that by following Jesus' example that Christ could bring us peace and joy. So tell us a little bit about your journey with James 1:2 and some of the things that you've learned from friends and others.
You bet, absolutely. So when I first read James, my life was going great. When I was counting joy, I was taking pictures of beautiful sunsets and posting them on social media saying, count it all joy. And suddenly I found myself after a horrible accident with 2 broken bones and 3 torn ligaments and unable to walk. And it was pretty crazy how my life just stopped and how I suddenly couldn't go to work and I suddenly wasn't able to do the things that I loved doing. And as all of this was happening, I was thinking, oh man, maybe that scripture came to me at this time because I needed to count it all joy. So I started trying to count my blessings in the things that were going on that were difficult. And it was amazing how absolutely I could find joy, even in the pain, even in an inability to walk and through hospitalizations and surgeries. What I learned is that people love to serve. I had people, dear friends and wonderful family that were coming and visiting and calling and texting and just bringing so much joy to me. And even though the situation was difficult, the joy was undeniable. I was able to feel of God's love for me as I went through long, late nights in so much pain and just in prayer and asking for God's help and direction and asking for angels to be around about me so that I could feel God's love through them. Many of those angels were my family and my friends that would come and share their joy with me and love me even through my difficulties.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Char. And I really believe that if we really embrace what it means to be a Christian and take upon ourselves the countenance of the Savior and be his hands and his feet, that we can become co-creators in happiness in other people's lives like he was in ours. The song Not Guilty reminds me so much of how we sometimes forget what Jesus Christ has truly done for us. We do have a hard time sometimes focusing on mostly what's happening on this mortal probation. But if we realize that this is a test, that this is really a test of our faith and a test of our endurance, but more than anything, a test of understanding the example that Jesus Christ has given us and how much he loves us, because I think, you know, we forget that sometimes. I think there are people that are listening to you and are saying, wow, Char is so lucky. She has people coming, bringing her food and helping her, and she's got family. I'm all alone. I'm very lonely. I don't have all that. And there's a lot of way of focusing on the lack that we might have. And to those who are doing that, I want you to know that that is one of my flaws. It's very easy for me to spiral, and I'm a resilience trainer. and it's easy for me to spiral and go into the what is going wrong and forget about what the Savior has done for me and why, even when I'm not the person that I want to be, even when I sin, even when I get grumpy, and even when I'm lonely, and even when the world is on fire, you know, right now we're hearing about all of the possibilities of what's happening out there in conflict, areas of conflict and areas of dire poverty, places where there's, you know, food insecurity. And, you know, we could look at all that and say, what does this all mean? How can we overcome these difficulties? But if we focus on the Savior, his example, and realize that this is just a mortal test, and if we can endure, we will be able to count everything as joy. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this, Char. My kids have condemned me for this. They have said, you know what, Mom? You always say that if we do everything right, everything's going to turn out okay. And you know, and then they find out, wow, life is a lot harder. And gee, could Mom be wrong, you know? So I want you to tell us what your experience is with the people that you've dealt with. And I know that you've met some people that have really struggled to deal with this idea of challenges and tribulations. And tell us what you think the perspective is that we should have as Christians.
You are absolutely right, and I'm guilty of that myself. It is really hard when things are not going right, when you're struggling and you have trials. It's so difficult to focus on the positive and to focus on what's most important. And yet we're promised that through Christ, all things can be made right. And I think of the Savior and I think of the sacrifice that he gave to us, in his atonement and in his death and resurrection, I think of those beautiful gifts. And if I can focus on him and if I can focus on his light, no matter how much darkness I might be feeling in my heart or in the world around me, then I can know that it's going to be okay. I can know that through him, he's already suffered for our sorrows in the Garden of Gethsemane. He suffered for not only our sins, but he suffered for those difficulties. Sorry, I've got a few tears.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yes, he did.
He
and, you know, you told me, yes, you've told me, Char, that you even have a friend, you've mentioned her to me, Neil Marriott, that has gone through some stuff and has a beautiful quote. Could you tell us a little bit about that experience with what you've learned from her?
You bet. Neil and Dave Maria are kind of heroes of mine. I grew up with them in our congregation, and they were always just a light. I had a large family of beautiful, talented children, and Neil and her husband David went on a mission. They were going to be over missionaries, and they went to Brazil, and with complete faith and hope in God that he'd take care of their family while they were gone. While they were gone, Neil's daughter was hit by a bus and in critical condition. As soon as she heard, she was on her way flying from Brazil, and she and her whole family were praying so much that Georgia would live. She was only 20 years old, and she was just a righteous, beautiful soul. Right as Neil got off the airplane, she found that her daughter, Georgia, had passed away while she was in the air. Well, she mentioned that her family theme had always been, it will all work out. But when her daughter passed away and Georgia was gone, the family said, how can it all work out with Georgia being gone? Their faith brought me through so many difficulties as I thought of my own life and when things don't go the way that I want them to go. Neil and her family had a deep trust and faith in God, and the desire for them to follow their Savior overpowered their grief. And they were able to speak about Georgia in ways that touched other people's lives and have helped others who are grieving the loss of a child. One of my favorite quotes of Neil's is when she said, I have struggled to banish the mortal desire to have things my way, eventually realizing that my way is oh so lacking and limited and inferior to the way of Jesus Christ. His way is the path that leads to happiness in this life and eternal life in the world to come. And I just love that quote, because don't we all feel like that? Don't we all feel like things are hard, and how do I get past just wanting what I want to really understand and know that what we should desire is what God wants and what the Savior has done for us, that be the most important thing. And I think that's the challenge in all of our lives, is to get past the struggle, get past the pain, get past those trials and difficulties, and still believe God has our best interest in mind, still know and understand the Savior and his love for us, that he paid for our sins. He paid for our sorrow in his pain in Gethsemane. What a beautiful thing if we can just try to look for his light, look for the light of Christ, and look and not only try to find the light of Christ, but be the light to other people.
You've reminded me of a quote by President Nelson, who's the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at this time. And he says, the joy that we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our own lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives. So if we can remember, like Kayla has told us in Not Guilty, if we can remember that our flaws, our challenges and everything have been met by someone who truly understands us, someone who has suffered and has learned what it's like to be human like we are, and yet at the same time transcend all of that humanness and all of that stuff that just can get us all bogged down. And if we could just put our faith in what he has to offer us for our future, if we could just embrace what his yoke is going to be like, that we would be different. But how do we focus our lives? How do we change them? You know, you reminded me a little bit about Joseph Smith. You know, Joseph Smith is one of the prophets of this dispensation that brought the gospel, you know, the renewal of the gospel to our world. And he just went through a lot. We have a saying in our church, do what's right and let the consequence follow. And we imagine that if we do everything, if we follow the Savior, we do everything right, that the consequences are going to be wonderful. Like I always told my kids, but the consequences might be martyrdom. The consequences might be what happened to the pioneers, you know, crossing the plains. So we have to be careful. It's a question of perspective, and it's a question of what we focus on. So what do you think we should be focusing on, Char?
I love that, and I love the quote by President Nelson, because joy does not come in what we own. It does not come in, well, true joy. It does not come in how much money we have, but it comes in our perspective and how we look at life. Some of the most happy people that I've ever seen are very poor and have just the basics of life, but they have love and they have a knowledge of God and things that are more important. I know what you're talking about with your kids being kind of upset that, well, things didn't go my way, but that wasn't God's promise, was it? I feel that way sometimes too when I think I prayed, I fasted, I asked God, and it was a worthy thing that I was asking for and it didn't happen. And I think that's easy to feel sometimes, that maybe we've been slighted or tricked. Maybe he's not really there. But his promise was not that all of our prayers would be answered the way that we want them to be answered, but they would be answered the way that they should be answered. When my kids were little, we used to say there's three ways to get an answer to your prayer. So there are three answers that you can get. One answer is yes. One answer is no. And one answer is, I've got something better in mind. Now, that last answer is, I think, probably most of the answers to my prayers. And isn't it wonderful that God doesn't answer some of my prayers, that I don't understand what the consequences that would follow? How beautiful is that, that he knows, but we have to trust him and we have to believe that he is going to do the best thing for us. That's not to say that we shouldn't pray for what we want, but if Christ is our example in all things and he prayed, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Maybe we should add that to our prayers as well. If this, this is what
I have to tell you, Char, yes, forgive me for even interrupting you, because you're just on such a beautiful roll and we're having to wind down. I always hate our shows are so, we've got people from all over the world that are listening, and I do want that message to come through. I love this quote by Elder Worthland to kind of wrap up what we're saying. The Lord compensates the faithful for every loss. So let's remember that he's going to compensate us for the things that we think we've lost. That which is taken away from those who love the Lord will be added into them in his own way. While it may not come at the time we desire, the faithful will know that every tear today will eventually be returned 100-fold with tears of rejoicing and gratitude. And that's a talk by Elder Worthland from 2008. And Char, I know that you've got this quote, and let's end it with this Friday quote that you taught me about, where, you know, Sunday will come. Do you have that quote?
I do, and I this is a beautiful quote. Elder Worthland was talking about, you know, we all have our difficulties, our Fridays, and thinking of Christ being crucified on a Friday, but the joy that happened on Sunday when he was resurrected and able to see those that loved him. And this is what Elder Worthland said. He said, each of us will have our own Fridays, those days when the universe itself seems shattered and the shards of our world lie littered about us in pieces. We will all experience those broken times when it seems we can never together again. We will all have our Fridays. But I testify to you in the name of the one who conquered death, Sunday will come. In the darkness of our sorrow, Sunday will come. No matter our desperation, no matter our grief, Sunday will come. In this life or in the next, Sunday will come. And I would just like to add my thoughts on that too, that I know that God compensates us for all of those losses, that my blessings are so much greater than any of my trials have been. And I know that that will continue as we just try to be faithful, not perfect, because no one is, but as we just try to be a little bit better every day.
That no matter what is going on in your life, that He is always going to be there for you. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.